To power the village of Pilot Point, the city primarily uses diesel-powered generators, but that could begin to change in the coming months as a pair of wind turbines come online.
Wind is basically what we have an abundance of, and if we can use that to heat the houses as well as for power, it's a real godsend for us.
Greg Kingsley is the native village of Pilot Point's Indian Environmental Assistance Program coordinator. He's been working on the project to help the community move away from relying on fossil fuels and switching to renewable energy for more than a decade. The pair of Zant wind turbines that are being installed will be able to produce 4 times the amount of electricity needed to power the community. So the extra power will be funneled into the homes of residents in Pilot Point to run new heating stoves that are being installed for free, meaning homes will be mostly heated by wind energy rather than heating oil.
What we'll be doing is taking that excess power and putting it into, they're called thermal impact stoves. So you essentially get free heat.
Pilot Point is a part of a growing number of rural Alaska communities turning to wind to help heat homes because the cost of diesel is so expensive, especially in the winter.
For example, our house can burn, up to $1,500 a month in the middle of winter, in fuel oil. So, yeah, it's going to make a big difference for us, especially in savings.
When the turbines go up later this month, they will only be able to generate power when it's windy. The next step in the project will be to install batteries so wind energy can be stored and used when it's calm outside. Even without energy storage, it's estimated that Pilot Point will be able to decrease the amount of diesel it uses by around 30% of the fuel the community has used in the past. Kingsley is really hopeful for this project, but he also knows there will probably be some bugs that'll need to be worked out before everything runs smoothly.
Part of the devil's bargain is that you're putting in technology that hasn't been proven yet, but you have to prove it somehow. It has someplace it's got to be proved. It's got to be tried out. So it's risky.
Construction on the turbines will start later this month, and Kingsley says the heating stoves should be warming homes by winter. In Pilot Point, I'm Mitch Borden.